shuffle. After Chaz Chandler bowed out of the Electric Ladyland sessions, his former business partner Mike Jeffrey took over the management of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and at the end of 1968, he started totaling up Jimmy's recording costs for that year. $20,000 in Los Angeles, another $10,000 or so in London, and a cool $200,000 at the record plant, with a few thousand more spent at various other New York studios. It was a lot of money, admits Mitch Mitchell. But the band could have easily spent even more.
Our playtime, our time off, actually was devoted a lot of time to in the studio. Because that was, you know, your plaything. It was many years really before Jimmy had any kind of home in America. And he chose a flat in New York eventually. But there were a lot of studios being built at that time in the sort of latter part of the 60s, in New York especially. And so we just take block booking of a week here, a week there. I mean, studio costs were phenomenal.
Mike Jeffrey had a solution. Jimmy should build his own studio, a place where he could record wherever and whenever he wanted. After all, it was the one thing that everyone who cared about him agreed upon. The only time Jimmy really felt safe, secure, and even happy was when he was in the studio.
Not only was the studio a refuge from everything, I think it was the place that he could go to create and not be disturbed. And I think he looked upon the studio as an extension of himself because of what we could do there. I mean, there was virtually no limits other than the four walls.